Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Dick Kistler. My pronouns are he, him. Challenged by our liberating faith, we discover deeper spiritual meaning, nurture loving community, cultivate courageous connections, and partner in the work of justice. This is our July Community Sunday, in which we have a number of engaging activities that you're invited to participate in following our shortened service. We'll describe these activities in a moment. Welcome to you all on the live stream and in person. We are pleased to have guests with us in this room and participating virtually. I encourage you to reach out to our Director of Member Relations, Kelly Green. Her email is on the screen. We have large print orders of service, personal hearing assistance devices, and an elevator available. There's also a hearing loop downstairs in the Bernstein Room. We have coloring pages and fidgets for all ages in the vestibule if they're useful to you or your children. After our community Sunday workshops today, you're invited to join the community building team for an international dining experience at the Jasmine Grill on South Boulevard. We'll meet in the vestibule to travel together. We're in need of volunteer coffee servers, greeters, safety patrol members, and ushers. If you're interested, please contact Kelly Green or any other staff member. Again, a warm welcome to each and every one of you, whether you're here in person or joining us via live stream, whether today is your first or thousandth Sunday in our midst. We are stronger because you are with us. We are one people of many beliefs, origins, identities, and genders. We are all growing, all learning, all loved. It is good to be together. Now, I invite you to take a deep breath and settle in as our service begins. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing our opening hymn.
Thank you.
My name is Rebecca Ransom, and my pronouns are she, her. Our chalice lighting words today are by Eric Walker Wickstrom. We light this chalice for all who are here and all who are not, for all who have ever walked through our doors, for those who may yet find this spiritual home, and for those we can't even yet imagine. For each of us and for us all, may this flame burn warm and bright.
My name is Kathy Croy, and my pronouns are she, her. Let Us Worship by Kenneth L. Patton. Let us worship with our eyes and ears and fingertips. Let us love the world through our heart, mind, and body. We feed our eyes on the mystery and revelation in the faces of our sisters, our brothers and sisters. We seek to know the wistfulness of the very young and the very old, the wistfulness of all people in all times of life. We seek to understand the shyness behind arrogance, the fear behind pride, the tenderness behind clumsy strength, and the anguish behind cruelty. All life flows into a great common life if we will only open our eyes to our compassion, to our companions. Let us worship, not in bowing down, not with closed eyes and stopped ears. Let us worship with the opening of all the windows of our being, with our full outstretching of our spirits. Life comes with singing and laughter, with tears and confiding, with a rising wave too great to be held in the mind and the heart and the body to those who have fallen in love with life. Let us worship and let us love.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Sheila Gallagher, and my pronouns are she and her. Please join me in a time of contemplation or prayer. I invite you to breathe deeply. Be present to the spirit of life which is in us and through us and around us, to those human connections that help give us strength when we struggle and celebrate when we are joyful. The gathered community here, the gathered community hears and holds both difficulty and ease as we honor the experiences that make each of us who we are. We celebrate with our member, Liza Pratt, who recently got married. We hold in our hearts Michael Amy Rodriguez Sierra and Tallulah Shippo as they mourn the death of Tallulah's grandfather and Michael's stepfather. We hold with love Stu Anderson as he mourns the passing of his wife, Joan. And now, please join me in a moment of silence as we honor all the concerns shared today and those that remain in our hearts. Thank you. Our offering words today come from Maya Angelou. When we give cheerfully and accept gratefully, everyone is blessed. While the offering is collected, you are invited to come forward and light a candle honoring a milestone, a concern, or a celebration. Thank you.
At the conclusion of our service, in a few moments, you will be invited to participate in one of our Community Sunday sessions. Listed on the screen now, they will be listed again at the end of the service. The sessions this morning are UUCC Covenant Discussion for Teens Through Adults in the Bernstein Room. This session will explore what a covenant is, what it means, and how we can use it to be the loving community we all value. Sound Bath in the Sanctuary for All Ages, a full-body meditative experience while listening to quartz and Tibetan singing bowls. This is not recommended for those with metal implants or epilepsy. Easiest crochet intro ever for all ages in Freeman Hall. Learn how to single crochet a pleasantly spidery spiral. All materials will be provided and children are welcome. Summertime sharing for late teens and adults in the Sigismund Room. If you've got wee ones, teens, or young adults in your life, this will be a great opportunity to share the activities you've been doing this summer and pick up new ideas from others. And cookie baking with our youth in the kitchen behind Freeman Hall. Yum, all ages are invited.
Welcoming community. We want to know who our visitors are. If you're visiting, please raise your arm and keep it up for a moment so our members can identify you. Proudly. All are welcome and are encouraged to join us for coffee and conversation in Freeman Hall across the vestibule following the community Sunday workshops. Our service is now ended. Please join me in reading the words on the screen. We extinguish this flame.